What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Yes, this is an emergency podcast, but before we get going, we got to thank the great folks at Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Go check out my guy, Garv. He is the GM over there. He will take care of you. You can call him direct, 703-359-1010. Mitch, where'd we go recently where I rented that Toyota Camry? What city was that?
Phoenix, Arizona.
No, Miami.
Miami.
I don't know where we were, but I rented a Toyota Camry. It was dope.
No, it was pretty sweet.
It was really nice. My first ever car was a Camry. I'm quite loyal to Toyota Camrys.
It was beautiful inside. Oh, we were in Providence, Rhode Island.
Providence, Rhode Island.
That's
Thank you, Mitch.
Driving out to Cape Cod.
All right, go check out Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. They got anything you need out there. They got Toyotas. They got used cars. They have the Oarsman Lifetime Edge, which will take care of you. Go check them out. Garv's a good dude. Here comes the emergency pod.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
And you listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
Here's Peterson. And again, breaks a tackle. And Peterson down the sideline. Inside the 20-yard line. Redskins had several shots on him, and he ends up picking up 32 yards before Medea Williams makes the play on him.
What up, everybody? This is a bona fide emergency podcast. The Redskins have signed Adrian Peterson. We talked about it yesterday, and there was some... We knew he was going to visit. We didn't know he would sign. We didn't know what the situation, how it would unfold. But boom, here we are. Adrian Peterson is a Washington Redskin, and there's a lot to take apart from this. Taylor's on the phone. RT, how you doing, dude?
Doing great.
Is this has got to be an office chair situation. You can't be in a lazy boy for an emergency pod.
No, I'm in the office chair.
All right, good. We found Mitch. There's no hockey today. He's back.
What's up, guys?
Pete is here.
Hello, hello.
He didn't even have to drive to Ashburn.
Yep, my spot on the pod is safe.
All right, so it's funny. Taylor and I were kind of texting back and forth this morning about what we needed to do to kind of be prepared should this occur, and... Taylor more so than me, but neither of us were really expecting this to happen. But once I saw the picture from Quentin Dunbar that I tweeted out, it kind of went nuts. I started to think a little differently. I don't think it's a big deal. People were like, oh, he's wearing a shirt. Like, they give you a shirt for a workout. That's not a big deal.
Right. Every time.
The Trent Williams angle, I think, is a huge part of this. And then Dunny being there and getting the picture, like, Quentin Dunbar and Trent Williams are legit good friends. There's just a lot going on. And I'm not surprised. The Redskins need help. They need help at running back. If Adrian Peterson's right, and he's got two games to prove it, or that he's not, there's virtually no risk with the signing. There could be a significant reward at the end of this, or it could just be, hey, man, it didn't work. Thanks. Taylor, go ahead.
Yeah, it sounds like no money guaranteed at signing. I would imagine he gets something of a week one roster bonus. Then, of course, from then on, his salary is guaranteed. So I was thinking it would be.
You were worried money would be a hangup.
A higher risk deal.
Right.
Yeah, I thought money would be the hangup. I thought he'd want, a chunk of guaranteed money before he would sign. And so that's why I think they'd at least wait until maybe see how P. Ryan's doing, see how Marsh is recovering after this game on Friday, and make a decision there. But he evidently is willing to take the risk of playing and not making a whole ton of money, which is that changes the picture.
So everybody remembers Peterson from the Vikings days. He was dominant. He's one of a handful of rushers that's gone over 2,000 yards. He ran for almost 12,000 yards in 10 seasons out there. He missed at least 1 year due to injury. But the most recent time we've seen him was last year.
Now, can I correct you?
Sure.
He didn't miss the season due to the injury. He missed most of 2011. No, he didn't miss any in 11. That was the next to last game of the season. I'm sorry, but you're right. In 2014,
yeah, dude.
He only played one game.
If you want to talk about the NFL commissioner list and all that, that's fine. But he did miss a year to injury.
Okay, that's
so you jumped in completely wrong.
Sounds like something I would do, Tandler.
Nobody is going to deny that Adrian Peterson is a Hall of Fame running back, maybe a top five, certainly a top 10 running back ever in the NFL. Agreed?
Absolutely.
No argument there, right? I think for these purposes, for the Redskins' purposes, the most relevant information is what he did last season between two teams. He signed with the Saints in the offseason. The Saints had Mark Ingram and then the emergence of Kamara. There weren't carries for AP. It just wasn't happening.
And early on in the season, they were throwing the ball a lot.
Right. I mean, even he got the ball a little bit. Like in week two, he got 8 carries. But those other guys proved to be dynamic. The Saints moved on. They made the right decision. So he lands in Arizona. He gets there mid-October. His first game with the Cardinals, 26 carries, 134 yards.
Peterson, 4 games with the Saints, only 27 carries. Here's Peterson up the middle, and he will take it all the way for an Arizona touchdown, 27 yards.
This is where it gets tricky. So he starts with a huge bang with the Cardinals, 134 yards. I mean, that's more than any Redskins rusher had last season, I believe, any single game. The next week, 11 carries for 21 yards. He's averaging 1.9 a pop. And we can keep going down. He had another big game against the Niners. They gave him the ball 37 times.
But Niners defense in the beginning of last year wasn't that great last year.
We're talking November, but
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, you're right.
But he got 37 carries for 159 yards, no TDs, but he's averaging 4.3 on the ground. But there's highs and lows looking at this thing. And I think, I mean, listen to this stat line.
Are those lows all in games where he didn't get 25 carries?
Nope. Because
he's not going to really.
What I was just about to tell you.
Okay.
Against the Seahawks, in November 9th last year, 21 carries for 29 yards. Ooh. We know Peterson is a volume runner. You talk about a guy that's going to wear down defenses as things progress. That's him. But 21 carries for 29 yards, 1.38 yards per carry. And I don't remember exactly when we were there, Mitch, but that's right around the time the Skins were in Seattle. So it's not like that the Seahawks defense was good, but we're not talking 2015
Legion
Seahawks.
Of Boom right, Seahawks, right. And when was the last time Redskins running backs routinely don't get 20 carries a game? So as a volume carry, I don't know how much he's going to have an opportunity to get those kind of numbers.
Right. So, Tandler, what do you think they're getting here? We're going to just do some straight up or down votes on the back end of the pod. But what do you think they're getting here?
I think they're getting a guy who, you know, I think his ceiling. Let's see. I just flipped from the page. Game 529 yards last year in 10 games. Now, I presume he was injured at the end of the year in Arizona. He didn't play past week 11. So, you know, whatever that injury was. But I think they're looking at a guy whose ceiling is about 600 or 700 yards at the max.
I would go over that, dude. I mean,
he got like a Pirine year from last year as a ceiling, you think?
I was just writing an article that'll probably be up by the time this podcast is up. I mean, you could flip a coin between his numbers last year and P. Ryan's numbers last year. P. Ryan gained a little more. They had the exact same average.
Yeah, but P. Ryan did it in 16 games. I think that's important to point out.
Well,
or maybe 14. Okay. I don't remember exactly what P. Ryan did, but
the average was what the average was. Of course, P. Ryan did not have a 156 yard game in the deal either, like Peterson did. So maybe was he more consistent? I don't know, but I don't know. If you think at age 33 he's got a ceiling higher than that's fine. I would be surprised if he gets a whole lot over 600 or so.
I don't know. Maybe I'm more bullish than it sounds. But I want to talk about, before we get into what predictions are and whatever, Well, this will be our first up and down vote. The Redskins bringing him in, we know it's 1 year, nothing's guaranteed until he makes the roster week one. At this point, where you only have three guys, you got Rob Kelly, Chris Thompson, Capri Bibbs. We're not sure if Thompson's even going to play in the preseason. You know, you need somebody. I think bringing Adrian Peterson at this point makes sense. I'm not necessarily applauding the organization for doing it, but I certainly have zero problem with it.
You guys can shoot me down if I'm wrong, but this morning on ESPN, Schefter, in the same breath that he said he didn't think the Redskins were going to sign Peterson today, also made mention that he thought Byron Marshall might be out for the season. That might have been a slip of the tongue, but it also might have been a slip of the tongue the other way.
Right.
So,
well, and I asked important. Jay about IR, and Gruden wasn't dismissive of it. You know what I mean?
And so I think that counts for something. Well, if Byron Marshall is out for the season, you really are down to just these three guys. I think you have to sign somebody somewhere.
Well, yeah, that might be why Jay said yesterday, we're just doing research on these guys, getting them for our file in case another injury happens. Maybe something happened further with Marshall, or maybe Peterson looks better than they thought.
Yeah. But I don't know. Do you have to sign Adrian Peterson if Byron Marshall is out for the season? Really? You just put
If you're unsure about Pirine, then you need to have somebody who has NFL experience, who can carry the ball, that you can trust.
Well, and RT...
Pirine was a one-week injury. How unsure are you about Pirine? Pirine, as far as I know, is in no way unsure for the season opener.
I agree with that. RT, what I really think is happening here, on some level, is that they're like... They're at 7-Eleven, and it's midnight, and they're like, what the hell? I'm playing a scratch-off ticket. And if it hits, you win $5,000. And if it doesn't, you lost a buck. And there's really, to me, this is about the upside. I don't believe Adrian Peterson at this stage of a Canton-bound career, and I could be wrong because I know there are players that hold on too long, but I don't believe that he is coming here just to get 2 weeks of preseason work and get tape out there for other teams to sign him. I wonder if the organization thinks, hey, maybe this guy can actually produce.
You also have the positive side of it, where last year he only has a half season of work, so he's coming in relatively fresh.
Sure.
He didn't get run into the ground last year, didn't get hurt last year.
I think if you are someone who hates this move, you're doing it wrong.
Or the year before, was 2016 when he played in three games because of that whole commissioner's list thing.
Right, right.
And you know what, at some point...
season since 2015.
At some point...
when he led the league in rushing.
We need to... address the 2016 thing. I don't even remember the specifics of it at this point, but there was a child abuse allegation, and I don't know that it ever got to court. I don't really remember it, but that's how he missed the 2016 season. And it was a spectacle from a PR side of it. And I don't know anything
quite frankly,
about
the legal side of it, as far as the NFL and the NFLPA
totally.
And players and all that was concerned.
So I think if folks want to know more about that, it's worth looking into on your own. One quote, but to Taylor's point, the last time he played a full year, he led the league in rushing, which was 2015. I mean, at that point, RG3 was still on the Redskins. You know what I mean? Like, a lot can happen. All right, I want to read this quote from Trent Williams, and then we're going to get into our specific predictions around AP. But before we do that, I want to thank the good folks, our boys over at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. They got a ton of locations. Fairfax Toyota, Chantilly Toyota, Chantilly Kia, Ford Lincoln, Alexandria, Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Alexandria, Chevy Buick GMC of Alexandria. Orsman offers a lifetime service guarantee. How many times do you think you'll pay for a covered repair? And we also want to thank Orsman. They offer a lifetime service guarantee where you only pay once for any covered repair. Mitch, all the covered repairs a car needs, and you and I have dealt with some cars in our day. How many times you end up paying for a damn car? It's like 15, 25 times.
I have a 2004 car that I pay every other year for something major.
Right. It's like going to the dentist.
Yeah.
You go in there with like one minor thing and then you need eight other things done.
Right.
But if you get the Orsman Lifetime Service Guarantee, you only pay once. This exclusive guarantee is offered by every Orsman Automotive of Virginia store on every new or pre-owned vehicle they sell. Taylor, what do you think stands out about that?
You know, it's great. Why would you go buy a car anyplace else if they have that?
Well, the other day you got all excited that you can buy that on used cars, too, that you can get the service guarantee.
That's
pretty wild.
That is excellent. And as you know, the other day, they got some great used car.
Yeah, they got the under 15 grand section for Pete.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Check out their website.
Hey, the Redskins just picked up some new wheels. You should, too.
Hey, Mitch, killing it. All right, so Orsman's Lifetime Service Guarantee, when you bring in your vehicle for any covered service, you not only get the highly experienced factory-trained technicians, extended service hours, and competitive pricing, you only pay for a service on a covered repair once, Mitch.
Once.
All right, up or down votes. Who's ready?
Ready.
I have three things written down. We'll start at the beginning, and we'll start with Pete. Pete hasn't spoken much, and I know he gets upset.
Mitch is smiling.
Does Adrian Peterson make the 53?
Yes.
All right. That was quick.
I will also go yes.
Chandler?
Yes.
Wow. So we're all...
What about you?
I don't think that they brought him in to cut him. I agree. Unless he completely...
Right, but they did that with Skandrick. Granted, it was over a longer time frame, but...
2 weeks. Well, you know, that was a little bit... That was a longer time frame. But yeah, I no. They didn't just sign him just to cut him two weeks later. No.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
I don't think he would have signed if he had gotten that vibe.
I don't think he would have signed if he was getting that vibe. I texted
a major embarrassment for him, and he's not into being majorly embarrassed.
I texted I was going back and forth with a former Redskins player about after the deal, like kind of what they thought, and expectation was about 10, maybe 12 carries a game. And here's what we know is that the Redskins have talked about really wanting to be a better running team. Doug Williams told anybody that would listen he wanted to upgrade at the running back position, upgrade the talent. And I think they want to run the ball more effectively this year. That was the plan with Alex Smith. I think 10 carries of Adrian Peterson could be pretty helpful. I think we're going to – I tell you what, I think he plays Friday night. RT, you agree with that?
I think he has to.
He has to.
Friday night's got some juice all of a sudden, man.
Yeah.
Dude, you got Adrian Peterson suiting up for the first time for the Redskins. Sua Cravens might be on the field for the Broncos.
A lot of Alex Smith, hopefully.
Yeah, you should get a half of Alex Smith.
Can you imagine Redskins fans thinking Alex Smith is going to be handing the ball off to Adrian Peterson?
Yeah, where are we? What year is this?
How about Vikings fans are rooting for Kirk Cousins and Redskins fans are rooting for Adrian Peterson?
That's a show.
Yeah.
I just don't know if 10 carries a game. Peterson didn't like being part of a rotation last year with Ingram and Kamara, who are studs. Will he take being a part of a rotation with guys like undrafted Rob Kelly and Capri Bibbs well? Will he be able to swallow his pride?
At the time, Ingram and Kamara weren't studs. Maybe Ingram was a lot more established. Kamara was a third-round pick.
Ingram hadn't produced in a while.
Right.
Yeah, Kamara was a rookie.
Right, but then the Saints saw that they were playing well that year. Peterson probably saw that the writing was on the wall.
If Rob Kelly and Chris Thompson come out and be as good as Kamara and Ingram were last year, then
the Redskins will happily have that problem.
Will happily have that issue with AP.
I agree.
The other thing about AP that's interesting is how much do you think they brought him in as kind of a locker room guy slash any relation to his coming off his ACL with Geis and showing the kid
maybe,
what a pro's pro can be?
I don't think so.
Is that
so.
A stretch, you think?
Well, but just because...
That's a stretch.
Peterson's okay. Going to be at practice and in game and in meeting rooms, whereas Geis is going to be focused on rehab for 6 months.
Yeah, but in a month he's going to be back in Ashburn.
It's an
rehabbing.
Added bonus.
Meetings.
He'll be at meetings and stuff, and
their day-to-day activities until November are going to be pretty different. You know what I mean?
He'll be in team meetings, though.
Yeah,
Geis will be in team meetings. Anyway, it's just a random thought.
I don't think it's going to help Geis, but I do think there's like a little 5% boost that every player in that locker room will get from just seeing a great all-time player walk around. I think that gives a little bit of a boost to the guys.
Does he, by week one in Arizona? This is our next vote I've written down here. Is Adrian Peterson the starting running back for the Washington Redskins?
I have said since April that Rob Kelly will be the starter game one, and I intend to be correct and think Rob Kelly still is the starter
Mitchell.
Game one in Arizona.
So are you defining starter as he gets the first carry on the first player? He just is like the guy they use most often.
He's the main running back.
No.
I'll say both. First carry of the game.
Wait.
RT. Yes.
Okay. No, I just wanted to find it. I mean, the NFL, the starter is a thing. The NFL in the game book on the front page has the starters. They're the ones who are in there for the first snap.
I think Rob is both
the starter.
I think Rob is both the starter and gets the most carries. Not necessarily the most yards, just the most carries
week one.
Game one at Arizona.
Pete, what say you?
Yeah, I say no, he will not be starting, and no, he will not get most carries. Maybe down the line, but not week one. Too quick of a turnaround.
Chandler.
Peterson will not start the game. He will have more yardage than anybody else.
I agree with Chandler on yardage and carries, and I think he might start, frankly. I don't think this is happening on accident. So for you two that don't think he starts and doesn't have the most carries, do you think he ever takes that over, or or it just kind of stays a, you know, the other name maybe Taylor mentioned is Samaje Perine. We haven't really talked about him yet.
I don't want to say I don't think Perine factors into this at all, because I think Perine's a solid backup, but I don't think if they end up in a split situation that Perine is part of that split. I think it's Kelly, maybe it's Kelly, AP, and some Chris Thompson, and then Perine is the guy, barring injury, that comes in.
Who does this hurt more, Perine or Bibbs?
Perine is inactive in game day. He won't be a part of a regular day. They'll only keep three up.
Well, that's the one thing. Pete just brought this up, and I actually just wrote down the same thing. So we're all saying they're cutting Capri Bibbs now?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm saying
I don't think they're keeping five running backs.
I don't think they're doing that either.
I kind of think maybe one Oklahoma running back's coming in and one might be on the way out.
I don't know, man.
Well, then it has to be Bibbs.
Yeah. I don't know. And the way things are going, injuries could we got two more preseason games to get through.
And they still don't have a guy who's just going to get carries in the fourth game. Well, I guess that's Bibbs now.
We also have to get Chris Thompson on the field and see how he reacts to being hit and seeing how he cuts and everything. If he's not 100% not ready to go, then it's going to be hard to get rid of Bibbs.
So you guys don't think...
It's a random game-by-game
thing.
Let's
go through this real quick. And this is... What day is it? August 5th? What day?
20th.
August 20th. Taylor, who's your four running backs making the roster? Because we all said Peterson makes it.
Adrian Peterson, Rob Kelly, Samaje Perine, and Chris Thompson.
Mitchell.
Same, except for Bibbs over Perine.
Pete?
Yep, I'll have what Mitch is having.
Man, I don't know, dude.
I don't like that.
I think I side with Taylor because of the draft pick. And just kind of the way the NFL works. But two more football games to see. All right. So you two, Pete, what do we call you two? Meat?
Yeah.
Meat are don't have Peterson starting, don't have him leading the team with carries. Do you see him growing into that role?
Yes, but I think I see it more as a committee back there. I don't think.
That's fair.
As we move into the season, I don't know if the starter is going to necessarily matter as much, because I feel like both he and Peterson will get a workload of carries, whatever that workload number may be.
All right. Taylor, you started on this earlier. This is how we're going to end it before we thank the good folks at Oarsman Fairfax at Toyota. They're our presenting sponsor this week. Let's get a season yards carries. I mean, carries is kind of silly. Let's do a season yards and YPC guess. And Pete, you can keep track of this. I'm sure you will.
Okay, I'll go 624 yards.
Okay.
Let's see. I don't know. I just want to make sure my yards per carry, that'd be it. Okay. Yeah. So that would be 4 yards per carry, 156 carries would get in there. So I'll go 4.01 per carry.
All right. Pete, go ahead.
I'm going to say a shade over 700 yards for 4.2 yards per carry. Keep him pretty fresh, not big workload, and he kind of surprises a little bit.
Mitchell?
I'm doing a shade under 700. I'll go 684 yards at 4 yards per carry.
So you guys are all right there. 624, and you're up to
684.
684 and
a little over 700.
Let's just do the math, right? If the guy can stay healthy and he gets 10 carries a game, that's 160 carries.
Yep.
I'll put him at 4.2. Just do the math for me.
All right.
665.
672.
Then hell, I'm taking the over. Give me 725.
Okay.
You know what? F it. Orleans Darkwah got 750 yards in the NFL last year. If you can stay healthy and get carries, give me 750 for AP.
Okay.
And I think at 4.1, something like that.
Are you that confident of him staying healthy for 16 games? You're using 16 games as your multiplier.
Confident. I'm not Taylor, but I also use 10 carries per game as my multiplier. So I do think if he gets going and it's working, then it's entirely possible that he's getting 18 carries or maybe even 21, you know?
Okay.
All right, so this is the last thing before we thank my guy Garv and Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Matt Paris, Washington Times, Redskins reporter, good dude, had a story. He got some quotes from Trent Williams talking about Adrian Peterson that I think are a good way to end this thing. So this is Trent Williams on Adrian Peterson, and you can read this on the WashingtonTimes.com website. I don't understand the stigma when people get 31, 32, 33. They somehow just slow down, Williams asked. You don't. That's a gifted athlete, you know? He is a gift. Did Daryl Green ever lose his speed? He didn't. Some things are just always with you. It's you. It's your makeup. It's your DNA. So no, he's the same athlete that you're used to seeing. He hasn't slowed down a step. Keep in mind, Trent Williams worked out with Adrian Peterson in the offseason. I believe they played together in college at Oklahoma. I imagine they're pretty close.
Trent also beat him in that shuttle drill right there.
He did look quicker.
Yeah, keep in mind that 32 and 33-year-old running backs are proven to not be as fast and as productive.
Dude, a lot of tread on those tires.
Yeah.
A lot of tread.
Yeah. But, Vernon Davis, a perfect example of how if a guy stays in shape, he can still be productive well into his 30s. Now, running backs do take more of a beating than the tight end. But tight end is still a pretty physical position. The way you can look at it is, like I said, 2 years ago, he had the whole commissioner's list suspension thing. Last year, kind of a tumultuous year, new team, one new team, a second new team, trying to figure out a role. So, maybe I don't think anybody thinks he's going to be like 2015 when he got 14, almost 1,500 yards. But
how about this?
There are
special people out there.
Peppers. Right. Julius Peppers is one of them. Just one of those athletes who can just remain productive. So we will see. How it plays out. Frank Gore is about his age.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Everyone, quickly. Scale of 0 to 10, 10 being shocked. Is that how I want to do it? No, percent chance. Percent chance Adrian Peterson runs for 1,000 yards this season. Mitch, go.
I'll go 33% chance.
Wow, that's high. All right, Pete, go.
I was going to go like 5% because doesn't happen with Gruden running backs, quick. And he's an old guy.
All right, Taylor, speaking of old guys.
I'll go binary, 0.00.
Wow. RT going hard. I'm going to say 10%. I think it's worth a flyer, 10-1 odds. I would throw $5 on that. This is a gifted athlete. Like
if it was 10-1 odds, I'd be in.
Right. Well, you just said it's 3-1 odds.
Yeah.
I also just watched Mitch throw money on an event that he should not have thrown money on. So.
Pete, we got to go. What event?
I don't know what he's talking about.
What did you just bet on?
Nothing.
Wait, we need approval to talk about gambling, remember.
All right, yeah, we'll move forward. All right, thank you very much for listening. This has been an emergency podcast, but it's still brought to you by the great people at Orsman Fairfax Toyota of Virginia. Go see my guy, Garv. I hung out with him during the Caps Stanley Cup run. We had a lot of fun. Just call him, 703-359-1010, or you can check them out, Orsman Fairfax Toyota. They will sell you a Camry. They'll sell you a 4Runner. I like 4Runners. Those things are dope.
They are pretty sweet.
But they also have all the used cars in the world. Anything you need, they'll take care of you over there. Go check out Orsman Fairfax or Toyota. As always, if you made it this far, thank you very much for starters, and I owe you a beer.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field, too, when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.